78 degrees in Nashville at 8:04. We do expect it to get a lot warmer today. High in the low 90s, a heat index around 102. There's also about a 70% chance of afternoon rain and thunderstorms today. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 8:04. Tennessee voters are heading to the polls today for the first day of early voting since the State House changed district boundaries, so they may find different names on the ballots. But the 7th District, which includes parts of North Nashville, was the least changed from redistricting in May. Republican incumbent Matt Van Epps is running unopposed, less than a year after winning a special congressional race for the seat. As for the Democratic primary, WPLN's Mariana Bacchiao gives us a lay of the land.
Before redistricting, veteran and English teacher Joshua Warren Sales had also been running unopposed for the Democratic primary. But then State Representative Vincent Dixie and Nashville businessman Darden Copeland rejoined the race for District 7 after the maps were redrawn, having lost their primary runs for December's special congressional race to Tennessee Representative Afton Bain. Bain said she chose not to run for re-election after she and her family received death threats for her initial bid, in which she narrowed the gap between her and the Republican winner by nearly a dozen points.
You can find more information on the races, which you'll be voting in, online at WPLN.org. And again, early voting begins today. Metro Nashville is filing another lawsuit against Tennessee, this time over prisoners in the local jail that should be housed in state facilities, according to the complaint. The suit comes after years of warnings and many requests to transfer prisoners. Sheriff Darren Hall says they're contributing to the overcrowding and ultimately costing taxpayers millions of dollars. The suit argues that under the law, the state has 2 weeks to pick up people who've been sentenced to 7 years or more. Fox 17 reports the average overstay is about 5 months. According to the filings, more than 150 inmates currently in the Davidson County Jail should be in state custody. Metro is not seeking monetary damages. Rather, the suit asks the judge to order the state to pick up prisoners in a timely fashion. The State Department of Correction declined to comment to Fox 17 because it is ongoing litigation. The father of a boy who disappeared in Hendersonville more than 2 years ago is now suing the agencies that failed to find him. 15-year-old Sebastian Rogers disappeared from the home where he lived with his mother and stepfather one February night in 2024. Now Rogers' father has filed two federal lawsuits against the Sumner County Sheriff's Office and the Tennessee Department of Children's Services. WSMV reports he accuses the agencies of failing his son both in the way the search was carried out and before the boy's disappearance. Seth Rogers says he was never informed when DCS investigated allegations that his son had been sexually abused or about serious concerns the agency had regarding the boy's home environment. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org.